This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Two Afghan policemen were killed as three separate sticky bombs exploded in Kabul on Saturday, according to Afghan police. A police spokesman told the French news agency that two officers were killed when a sticky bomb attached to their pickup truck exploded in a central district of Kabul. The spokesman said a civilian was wounded in the blast. He said another explosive went off in another police vehicle in a western district of Kabul, wounding two security personnel. And a third bomb exploded in Kabul but caused no casualties. Security forces, journalists, politicians, and rights activists have increasingly come under targeted attacks as violence surges in Afghanistan despite peace talks between the government and the Taliban. The talks, which started on September 12th in Doha, are currently on break until early January. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Israeli missile strikes on Syria killed at least six Iran-backed fighters on Friday. The group says the dead were all foreign paramilitaries fighting alongside President Bashar al-Assad's forces. The missiles, which were fired from Lebanese airspace, hit positions held by Iran-backed militias. The Britain-based watchdog says one also targeted a government-run research center where surface-to-surface missiles are developed and stored. Iranian experts are believed to work in that research center. The Israeli military said it would not comment on reports in foreign media. Tunisian authorities say four pregnant women are among 20 migrants whose bodies were found off the coast of Tunisia after their smuggling boat sank. Search efforts continue for 13 others believed missing. Tunisian authorities said Friday 19 of the 20 migrants who died were women. From Washington, this is VOA News. A huge blast tore through a section of downtown Nashville, Tennessee, early Friday after police responding to reports of gunfire discovered a parked motorhome blaring a warning that it carried a bomb. The powerful explosion shattered windows and ripped apart trees, wounding several people when it detonated at 6:30 a.m. in a section of the city that was largely deserted due to the early hour and the Christmas Day holiday. Police Chief John Drake told reporters there were no confirmed fatalities, but authorities were examining tissue found at the blast site that they believe could be human remains. U.S. President Donald Trump is spending the holiday weekend at his Florida resort as both Democrats and Republicans wait to see whether he will sign a critical pandemic relief and government funding package that he sharply criticized earlier this week. The $2.3 trillion spending legislation, which includes $892 billion for coronavirus relief, has been flown from Washington to his Mar-a-Lago club to be available for him to sign into law. Mr. Trump has not specifically threatened to veto the bill, but he surprised lawmakers in both parties by labeling the legislation as a disgrace after it had been passed in both the House and Senate, capping months of negotiations. In the United States, states are facing a backlog in administering coronavirus vaccines. They're asking medical and nursing students and even firefighters to help give the shots and free up healthcare workers battling the coronavirus pandemic at overcrowded hospitals. At least seven state health departments are seeking volunteers for their vaccination sites, some partnering with local universities or nursing schools to offer incentives such as tuition discounts and hands-on training. Others are teaching first responders to administer shots. The fast-track ratification of the post-Brexit trade deal between Britain and the European Union got underway on Christmas Day as ambassadors from the bloc's 27 nations started assessing the accord that takes effect in a week. At Friday's exceptional meeting, the ambassadors were briefed about the details of the draft treaty by the EU's chief Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier. They are set to reconvene again on Monday and have informed lawmakers at the European Parliament that they intend to take a decision on the preliminary application of the deal within days. All member states are expected to back the agreement, as is the European Parliament, which can only give its consent retrospectively, as it can't reconvene until 2021. British lawmakers have to give their approval, too, and are being summoned next week to vote on the accord. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.